American pride, right?
Yes.
Sit there going, USA.
USA. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We appreciate the time. We'll be back here next week doing this all over again, taking your phone calls on Playmakers, probably brought to you by Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out right here at
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM, and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A record-breaking heat wave in Arizona is now in its 25th day, topping 110 degrees. Want to know what that feels like?
So turn on your oven to 350 and then stick your head in there, and that will give you a pretty good idea of what it's like in the summertime here.
It is part of an unrelenting heat dome that's now spreading in the northern plains and Midwest. Some advice from Pamela Kirkland.
Keep hydrated and drink Gatorade or water while you're outside, and don't wait till you get thirsty to drink.
The heat's already proven deadly in several states this month. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's hitting back at the Biden administration and says he plans to take the feds to court over its buoy barrier in the Rio Grande. Here's CBS's Natalie Brandt.
The latest move in Governor Abbott's Operation Lone Star has drawn outrage from immigration advocates and Democratic lawmakers.
Those things are going to force people to drown. Children, disabled people, mothers and others.
The governor has said Texas has the sovereign authority to defend its border.
Mexico also complained the barriers violate treaties between the two countries. Prosecutors are charging three people now for firebombing a Planned Parenthood last year in Costa Mesa, California. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada.
This attack was not random. It was a planned and concerted effort to attack the clinic on account of the services it provided, namely reproductive health services.
He's talking about abortions, which are still legal and accessible in the state, whether you live there or not. In Florida, police have discovered some suitcases with suspected human remains in Delray Beach. Police Chief Russ Major.
All three suitcases were deemed to be the same person, the same victim, as the original suitcase that was found.
A medical examiner is now working to identify this woman. David Letterman's got a new gig.
Attention Hy-Vee shoppers. Attention all Hy-Vee.
The 76-year-old was at a Hy-Vee grocery store in Iowa to promote an IndyCar race in Des Moines.
All right, I'm going to put the chocolate chip in here with the cat food. Is that all right? Man, I'm coming home with you.
And Letterman's not alone. Last week, singer Lana Del Rey was spotted working at a Waffle House in Alabama for reasons still unknown.
That's CBS's Matt Piper reporting. Streaming music is getting more expensive. Spotify says it's raising prices on its ad-free subscriptions to $10.99 a month. YouTube also hiking prices to $13.99. And TikTok is getting in on the Twitter Threads war. It's launching its own version of text-only posts, but details on that are still scarce. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down. What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Alyssa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Watch for scams as student loan payments restart soon. They've been paused for more than 3 years, and scammers are gearing up to take advantage of uninformed student loan payers. They're claiming to have new 2023 guidelines and contact you by letter, email, phone call, or text. They may even claim to be from the Federal Student Aid Department. They will try to get your personal information and set up payments that will be diverted and not put toward your student loans. Reach out to your current loan servicer directly if you have questions about your student loan and when payments restart. There's a blood drive in Wisconsin Rapids today. You can donate at the former East Junior High School in the music room from 2 to 7 p.m. Take a selfie while donating and enter it on civicmedia.us giveblood to be entered to win. Tag WFHR and you will automatically get Raptors tickets. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
expected 10 years ago today what a fine day it would be to go arrest some singing protesters, primarily retirees, older people. And I had gone into the Capitol and I looked around and I did a head count. And I said, well, certainly there's more than 12 or 20. I forget what the standard was that Conley had set, but there was bunches. There was more like 50, 100 protesters. And I looked up in the rotunda rail. You know, you're on the ground level. And then the first floor is actually the above, looking down. And there were all kinds of like TV cameras and stuff.
Like they knew something was going to happen.
Like they knew something was going to happen. And then these Capitol police officers, they walked out and they put like this pizza board sign. You know, like a sign, like you've seen them in front of the shop. We're now open. Here are today's specials.
Yep. On the sidewalk, yeah.
And they put it out in the middle of the Capitol Rotunda. And it was an announcement of sorts that if you did not leave the area immediately, you would be arrested. And this happened at like 12:05, about 10 years ago today. And Dom, you were still far down the road, still weren't in Madison yet. And I watched this process begin. And they literally started marching out like stormtroopers. And they started arresting people in the Wisconsin State Capitol, the People's House, primarily old people, no offense. Retired people, elder people. They started arresting them, putting them in zip ties. And let's just say, started getting a little hot under the collar now. It became a long day subsequently, shortly thereafter. Because that's the day we got arrested unconstitutionally at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Come back, the 10-year anniversary. Perhaps we'll tell the story next.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
Save on your next project with 11% off everything at Menards. Keep the hot summer air out and the cool air in with Foamular insulation panels from Owens Corning. Whether it's in your walls, in your attic, or under your floor, Foamular insulation can insulate any space to help reduce your summer cooling costs. Save 11% on all Owens Corning Foamular insulation now at Menards. Good through July 30th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes, but I am not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Calls are always welcome here at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I did a little Google search. You know, I want to make sure memories serve properly. 10-year anniversary of our unglorious and unconstitutional arrest at the Wisconsin State Capitol. And sure enough, 10 years ago today, the Wisconsin Capitol Police arrested 22 in a peaceful protest at the Capitol. 22. of the roughly 60 protesters, including a pair of Madison talk radio hosts, that's us, Tom, were led away in flex-type restraints as dozens of legislative aides and journalists looked on from a few steps away and from the higher floors. No one appears to have been hurt. My pride was quite wounded. Here was a comment from Stephanie Marquis, Tom.
Who was that?
POI.
PIO. I don't believe it. I don't believe she exists.
The Capitol Police are upholding the law to ensure the building can be shared by all citizens who come to the Capitol. That was their rationale, Dom. Kim Kruss of Madison, a protester, said, "We're at the Capitol singing. What's the big deal?" Anyways, Dom thought it was a big deal. Hundreds of citations had already been issued to protesters who made the Capitol their destination during the past 2.5 years. Let's not forget, that was the scene of the Capitol uprising. But a federal judge's ruling on July 9th had raised questions about the future of those protests against Walker, which began during the labor demonstrations at the Capitol, you know, the big Act 10 uprising. So anyways, Conley dropped an initial ruling. It was 20 people. You know, like, if there's less than 20 people here, you certainly couldn't arrest them. So the Walker administration, the DOA, then under Mike Hipsch, and the state Capitol Police, one must assume at the direction of Scott Walker, said effectively, arrest them all. Get as many as you can. And I counted myself amongst them, Dom, because although this was not my fight, this was not my protest. To see these stormtroopers, and that's what they look like. I mean, they might as well play the Empire Strikes Back march. That was the intent. It was to chill free speech. And a guy came out, he made an announcement. And I think we've got at least part of that. Chris Casper, if you're listening, let's play David Davis. He became affectionately to us, Meathead David Davis. I believe it's cut number one. Let's play it for the people. Here was the announcement that was made right before he pointed at the last two older women. I believe it was Char Brandle and Mrs. Kimball. And pointed at him like, we're coming for them next. And that's when Crudy got involved. But first,
and that was our first introduction to Sergeant Davis. And subsequent interviews, recordings of him on this fine collage made by yours truly. Here is a sense of what was going on. If you would, Casper, play cut one, please.
Please move your group outside or disperse immediately. If you do not, each participant is subject to arrest.
Officer Meathead Davis, what's the charge today, buddy?
Yawn yawn, devil's advocate, yawn yawn. I'm going to arrest you for obstructing. You too.
Out.
Back up.
What's the charge, gentlemen? Anybody?
Wisconsin. Administrative code violation.
Which number?
2.14, sub 2.
C.
Sub 5. Hey, the devil's advocates here.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, the devil's advocates, man. All right.
Now, he came to know us and perhaps even love us, Tom, over the course of a month or more. There were hundreds of arrests over subsequent days. Only day I was arrested, and I was arrested for effectively protesting, for singing a song of protest against Scott Walker. Wasn't even my fight. Wasn't even my dog. But, you know, I didn't like what I was saying. I got a little steamed up, Dom. And as fate would have it, they put me in the zip ties, and you know how well I take being arrested. I was a little bit of a hard arrest, let's just say.
No.
Flapped my arms a bit and stuck out my chin a little bit. Wanted to know what were the charges. What were the charges? I also see I quoted here in the paper way back at the time. What am I being arrested for? I know I have a bad singing voice.
That's true.
I was quoted in the paper as saying I was being arrested effectively for bad singing, Dom. But they wouldn't tell me the charges, not until they zip cuffed me and took me down to the basement. The very same basement that I used to get the egg salad sandwiches. That was the cafeteria when I was a kid in my beloved state capitol. And instead, this day, I was handed a ticket by a game warden. It was damn near insulting, man. Because I asked that guy, I'm like, did you know when you got up this morning what your life and your day was going to entail? I said, because I sure as hell didn't see this one coming. And anyway, so they unzipped the zip cuff. They clipped it or whatever they did behind my back. I couldn't see it. It was behind my back. I feel a little constrained. And there had been this beautiful singing voice, this woman, quite operatic almost. And she'd kept me calm. Relatively speaking, you know, I don't always stay completely calm, Dom, but the singing voice kept me calm. So they said, you can leave that way. I said, no, I'm going that way. Sort of the opposite of my directive. And they didn't like that, Dom. And let's just say the un-uniformed cops started jumping and bodying me, throwing me out the door. And I'm pretty sure the chief was out in the hallway. For whatever reason, the chief of the Capitol Police was out there. And I was in a particularly salty and profane mood. And I lit this guy up. And then I see him. He's knocking on the door like, let me in, let me in, let me in. I'm thinking, well, if they let this guy in, they could very well come back out. And I didn't want to get tased. You know, it's like, don't tase me, bro. Because I was, you know, I was worked up. If they'd have tased me, I'd have stroked. I'd have had a heart attack. I would have died in that Capitol. It wasn't worth dying over, Dom. But anyways, I took my ticket. I came upstairs. And here comes my buddy Dominic.
Hey, what's going on, Crudy?
45 minutes late to the party. But just in time to get arrested in your own regard. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. It's your turn to tell the story, Dom.
If you're searching for a lawn service that delivers exceptional results, S. Johnson Lawn Service is at your service. With years of experience in the industry, their team specializes in custom designs and complete remodels. And S. Johnson Lawn Service is now hiring drivers and a licensed fertilizer technician. They're also willing to train. Visit sjohnsonlawnservice.com or call 715-305-4729 today for a free estimate. That's 715-305-4729. S. Johnson Lawn Service. Quality landscaping and design services at competitive prices.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give
it. You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Crudy, you had actually engaged in the behavior, and like everybody else who, God forbid, expressed and exercised their constitutional rights in the Wisconsin Capitol, the People's House, under the Walker administration. Well, that's apparently a crime, or at least an administrative code violation. $200.50. Thank you. No, thank you. So I walked up, Crudy, and of course I was a little bit late. Now I thought maybe we'd be meeting at 12:30, but you said 12. We'll have to see if we can confirm that. But I had to, per my defense, provide a timeline as best I could to my great civil rights attorney, Jeff Scott Olson. And here are what my notes say from that day, Wednesday, July 24th, 2013, at 12:44 p.m.
44 minutes late.
14 minutes late. I text Crudy as I had an awesome parking spot right on the square, walking up 12:44. About 2 minutes later, I enter the building, and you know how the state capitol is. You never know which hallway you're going to get into. And I walked in and just happened to see Crudy right in that very same hallway. Of all the ways I can get in the capitol, there's Crudy. And I walk up and I see Crudy's got his entire life is in his Ziploc bag, his wallet, his Chew, everything else is it. Everything's in the Ziploc bag. He holds up. I got arrested. I'm like, what? You got arrested? Let's go inside and see what's going on. At 12:48, I enter the rotunda. I'm sitting there taking some pictures, talking to some staff members of local legislators, hanging out with Crudy, just kind of watching the whole thing. At this point, there wasn't really, I mean, there were a few people singing still, but there were no arrests, you know, but...
This was the end of the hour. This was like post-arrest. They had already arrested probably 18, 20 people.
Yeah. And some people were coming like back into the rotunda after the first arrest. But I can feel the heat, man. Yeah, but I get it. I knew they were coming. And as I looked to my right, I saw them kind of collecting over in the side. So I grabbed my phone. I turned on record on my app and waited for them. And they came over. A guy named Officer Fell. Little short Officer Fell. You think I'm short, man? Officer Fell shorter than me. Comes up to me and said, Hey, you're an unlawful event. You gotta leave. And I, you know, defended myself. Yeah, I read the sign, was hanging out. Nope. You gotta go. Well, I'm like debating at this point. Well, Crudy already got arrested. All right. I'll slowly turn around and comply. And as I did so, another officer, a superior officer, says, no, 95 of them. And at that moment, a member of the press was placed under arrest 29 seconds after I started my recording of this incident.
95-ing is not a sexual
95.
Thing.
95.
Not the way it was transgressed that day.
No. So now Crudy, he engaged in this behavior. I did not. In fact, I complied with what I would consider an unlawful order. But, you know, all right, I mean, I'm a law and order guy, Crudy. So I turned to comply, and they arrest me anyway. Didn't matter what I was doing or not doing. They were going to arrest me. And as I'm getting arrested, people are yelling, he's not with the Solidarity sing-along. Crudy, you were coming to my defense. He just got here. He's a member of the media. I'm like, yeah, I'm a member of the media. Doesn't matter. Does it matter to you? Does it matter to you? Does it matter to you? I came in here. I was taking pictures. There's a bunch of other members of the media. They're all taking pictures. They're all hanging out just like me. But they're not getting arrested.
Well, you were wearing flip-flops, and at the time, you did have the hair of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And probably the beard.
These guys would have arrested Jesus Christ. So the next day, Crudy, now the word's out, right? Everyone's just beside themselves, as justifiably so. What a obscene use of governmental power, unconstitutional enforcement of a BS administrative code violation, you know, made up so Scott Walker didn't have to put up with people singing silly songs, making fun of him and the Republicans. Oh, I mean, talk about a guy with thin skin. So the next day, I'm very curious. I put on a suit coat. I grabbed every lanyard that I could possibly find from all the press events we had gone through over the last few years. I was like the Mr. T of press lanyards. I got my little hat, and I even put a business card in my hat like the old press guys from the comic strips I remember. I'm now press, and I would walk up to as many officers as I could find that day. Are you going to arrest me? Do I look like press now? Because, you know, the issue is also is participation. Well, am I participating? What's the definition of participation? If I'm not participating, are you going to arrest me? Do you arrest members of the media? Who told you to arrest members of the media? So I talked to a few of the officers. Casper, if you would, please. I went back, and I got to tell you, it kind of pisses me off a little bit more. It does. I got a little fired up here. The reason why I did settle a lawsuit with the state of Wisconsin was cost the taxpayers $75,000 because Scott Walker has thin skin. But the next
and
day,
fascistic tendencies.
Oh, yeah. Continue. Love that. The next day, I went up to as many officers as I could find. Here is one I was talking to, Officer Weiss. Who do I talk to? Cut number two, please, Casper.
Officer Weiss, do I have the right to come down and petition my government individually by myself? I'll assume that's a no comment. Let's assume I do have the right to do that. Do I lose that right if several other people are exercising their right simultaneously? No comment. Who could I talk to get answers to these kinds of questions? No comment.
You can talk to the PIO.
You can talk to the PIO. You can talk to the public information officer. I believe they
call her
Stephanie
Marquise. The aforementioned Stephanie Marquise.
Yeah, but I think she might be AI. I'm not sure she ever
ghosted
existed.
Us.
But I wasn't done. Damn it. I was not done. I will not be. And now everybody, like a bunch of people are protesting now because, of course, this is obscene. There's lots of people. You hear it in the background. I went around and talked to several different groups of officers, and I finally tracked down. I found Officer Fell. If you would, Casper, let's play cut three for the people.
Officer Fell, my name is Dominic Salvia. You arrested me yesterday. Do I look like a member of the press to you, sir? Officer Fell?
I don't make those decisions, sir.
Who makes those decisions, sir? Officer Fell? Did you know yesterday when I stated verbally that you were arresting a member of the press? Did that bother you? Were you ordered to arrest?
Okay, you want to arrest?
Who ordered
arrest
the code
me?
Red?
Sure. All right.
Here comes the helmet. Do I look like a member of the press to you?
Today you do. Yeah, you do.
I do.
Today.
What is your criteria to determine?
I don't have criteria.
Okay.
I'm under orders to fulfill my orders. That's what I'm going to do.
So you're telling me your orders yesterday to arrest a non-participating member of the press,
no,
Officer Miller?
I've ordered my orders.
I'm sorry?
No, those weren't my orders.
Those were not your orders? You know I was arrested as a member, non-participating member of the press yesterday.
Well,
you could ask Officer Fell. He arrested me under somebody's order. So what training do you have in order to determine if someone is a member of the press?
I don't have any training.
So you arbitrarily decide if someone is recognizing... So can you tell me who made that decision, sir?
No, actually, I can't, sir.
Officer Fell, can you tell me who made the decision to arrest a non-participating member of the press yesterday?
I don't have any problems, so you can talk to our chief.
I will certainly do so.
And that would be the person who was making those orders.
I'm sorry?
Well, that's the person creating those orders.
Okay. The chief ordered the arrest of the non-participating press members.
No, I'm not saying that at all. Don't twist my words. I'm not dealing with a lawyer. You're a member of the press and rules.
No word twisting, Dom. You word twister. Well, yesterday you were twisting my arm behind my back in some handcuffs, were you not?
One more. Bear with me because this is really a little stroll down memory lane. 10 years ago, Crudy and I got arrested for no reason. Am I a member of the press? Again, more officers. Cut number four, please.
Officer, I remember you from yesterday. My name is Dominic Salvi. I'm with the Devil's Advocates radio show. I was detained yesterday claiming to myself as a member of the press. You accept me today as a member of the press?
I wasn't in that, so...
I saw you. I asked you a question. You were there. Do you accept me as officer? Do you accept me as a member of the press today?
I don't remember yesterday.
I'm asking you today. Do you guys accept me as a member of the press?
I don't
know. Well, I was not participating yesterday. I identified myself as a member of the press yesterday, and yet I remained detained. White House press corps? Interviewed senators? Governors? Am I a member of the press? Because I don't want to get detained today. Could somebody answer my question? Anybody? Sir? Officer Weiss? Am I a member of the press, according to you?
It appears that with all your documentation...
And what determination do you use to make sure I'm a member of the press? Because I was not asked for documentation yesterday as detained.
Excuse me, sir.
Anybody? Officer Bridges?
Harold says he's got the
bomb. Officer Nielsen?
Yes.
Do you consider me a member of the press, sir?
I defer my question to my supervisor.
Supervisor Weiss? What is the criteria for Capitol Police determining a member of independent, non-participating press?
Sir, right now I'm listening to my radio.
Yes, and I am asking questions. You have no comment? Is this everybody's supervisor, gentlemen? Well, thank you very much.
And, you know, just to get a little feel for how the day went, as many officers that I talked to, I never talked to so many cops in my life. I was fired up, Curdy.
Well,
that changed me, man.
You know, while you were raging against the machine that day, they were alternatively arresting like 20 more protesters.
Yeah.
I was also there that day. I could see the fear in Chris Taylor's eyes. She was an assembly rep at that time. She's now a judge. But she went to sing in protest, and I wore a suit that day myself, Dom, and I wore my the pink carbon copy of the ticket. I wore it like it was, the pocket, the pocket
like a
square.
Hello, my name is Crute.
If you're searching for a lawn service that delivers exceptional results, S. Johnson Lawn Service is at your service. With years of experience in the industry, their team specializes in custom designs and complete remodels. And S. Johnson Lawn Service is now hiring drivers and a licensed fertilizer technician. They're also willing to train. Visit sjohnsonlawnservice.com or call 715-305-4729 today for a free estimate. That's 715-305-4729. S. Johnson Lawn Service, quality landscaping and design services at competitive prices.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Be sure to check us out on the socials on Twitter at Devil Radio, on Facebook at the Devil's Advocates Radio, of course, on the lines, old school style, 844-967-2789.
Don, before we get to the lines, a texter listing on WMDX. Dom, did you just say your arrest changed you? Question mark. Would you feel comfortable elaborating on that? Yes, please do elaborate.
Yes, I have really become sensitive to fascist bastards. Yeah, that absolutely changed me. When you walk up to a guy like me, right? I'm the individual as it is, right? I'm a very
as privileged as they come.
Right, man. Literally doing nothing wrong. I mean, literally. Literally,
not perhaps for the first time ever.
I know, you know what I'm saying? Literally doing nothing wrong. And then turn to comply with a BS order because, you know, who needs the heartache? Who needs the grief? I'll just slowly turn and walk away. And they come and beg me anyway. No 95 of them. I mean, they spotted me when I walked in. They begged me and tagged me on purpose for no reason. So, yeah, it's changed me in that I'm very, very, very sensitive. And I do not apologize for calling people out for their fascist tendencies. When you use the color of law, they're going to hear that a little bit during the Trump trials. When you use the law in the way that Scott Walker and these Republicans did, When you create a bunk administrative code violation just so you can avoid hearing people exercising their constitutional rights. When you use that as your justification to arrest people that are exercising those rights, let alone people like me who weren't just hanging out. It wasn't just me. There were tourists that were threatened to arrest from like Britain. It was
teenagers.
Crazy. I know.
Underagers.
Unbelievable. So yeah. And of course the octogenarians, the Vietnam veterans, you know, dropping Will down the marble stairs. You know what I'm saying? When you take an 80-year-old woman's arms and put them behind her back and zip tie them, I got a little problem with that. And it's not like they were doing anything. They were singing silly songs. That would be another song. Then they came up with new words for it. I mean, it wasn't even vulgar. It's unbelievable. And that is what Scott Walker, that's what the Republicans, that's what scared them. This is the same crew that decided to, you know, buy the big lie and overrun the Capitol. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I still get a little wound up about it. I'm very sensitive to it. So I hope that's the detail for you, Texter. Thank you.
Dom, often during that time, you know, through July, through August, I believe into September of 2013, 10 years ago, as they were arresting protesters by the hundreds and tourists and underage children. Well, Dom, you know, the question would be asked, have you been to jail for justice? And on the text line, a similar question, Dom, have you ever been to a Turkish prison? Have you ever seen a grown man naked? 844-967-2789. Mark from the sack. You've been arrested. Oh, let's try again. Mark from the sack. You've been arrested, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
No, I never got arrested there, but I was singing there very frequently, so if they would have spotted me, they probably would have.
If you'd have sang as bad as me, they'd have arrested you for sherzies, Mark.
Oh, I sing worse, and I mean, it's just disgusting. It's Scott Walker, who never poked his head up to even look at the singers. That little SOB, you know, squirted through the tunnel from the Justice Building to his office, you know, when he decided to go into the office. I mean, this guy was completely intimidated, you know, that I wonder how many adult diapers he went through during that whole thing there, because he's just a coward. He's just a miserable little coward. I mean, and for those people now, the Republicans say, well, look how bad it was at the state capitol when they were singing in the capitol during the uprising there in Wisconsin. Nobody was offered to get hung. Nobody's just screaming to hang Scott Walker. I mean, they didn't throw a set up a gallows, you know, over the trees at the capitol there. I mean, it is just the cowardice on behalf of the entire Republican Party these days here in the state of Wisconsin, because they all go along with this stuff, because none of them are standing up for the state of Wisconsin, for the citizens of the state of Wisconsin, decrying what happened on January 6th, decrying the fake electors, and saying that these people should be prosecuted right here and now. None of them are doing that. So they're all in violation of their oath to preserve and protect the Constitution of Wisconsin and of the United States. Sorry if I'm being a little hyperbolic there, but I mean, I'm just tired of these guys, you know, getting away with this crap. I mean, it is just, and there's words I can't say now because of the FCC. I wonder if I can actually say them in Latin and not get fined.
No, sir. Let's not go there. Not a fan of the Latin or the FCC fines. Let's keep going down the lines. Appreciate your call, Mark. 844-967-2789. Our pal, Jeannie from Eau Claire. Welcome, Jean.
Hey, Jeannie.
Well, hi. Hi, guys. You guys are my heroes, because I started learning about you guys, and then, you know, and then I also saw on YouTube, and, oh, man, my eyes were just, like, wide open. I knew a lot of crap was going down at the state, but I didn't, you know, it's really hard to find information, and then I found you guys. You're my heroes. And the people that were singing at the Capitol, you know, and I was watching, and I was watching the cops, and I saw what they did in it. I literally cried. I was sitting there crying like a baby, thinking, what in the devil's going on in my state? I'm like you, Dom. I hate fascism. I hate bullies. And boy, man, that lit a fire in me, and you've heard from it ever since. You guys are amazing. I'm just so thankful that you're on the air, and I'm listening to you on our local radio station in Eau Claire. So thank you, guys. You're my heroes. Keep up the great work. Bye,
Jeannie.
Thanks, Jeannie.
93.5, the tap in the Eau Claire Valley. I think we got time for one more, don't we?
Yeah,
let's
we got
keep
time.
Going. Jake from Milwaukee. How you doing, Jake?
Hey, Jake.
Oh, wow. Hello. Oh, pretty good. I was just going to say that, has Dom worked a hard day of work after that cow?
After his summer of high school labor,
hey
man, my entire senior year of high school, man, you get up at 16, 17 years old, go up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day, Jake. No, man, no, I have not worked that hard since. I made it a point never to work that hard again.
Good. I just want to say that you know what the funny thing is because they pissed you guys off. Now you have the. With help, you have a radio station, not only a station, but a network of stations that is, like, not Republican or right-wing, but actually, like, you know, common sense and nice and not built by, you know, PAC money or anything. So that's what they started.
Well, I would just say, do you know a guy with PAC money? Like George Soros, anyone? Because we would use it. We'd take it. But I like to think we built a Death Star to transmit protest music all across the state of Wisconsin.
Or a warm, fuzzy blanket. Depends
on your mind. Or a warm, fuzzy blanket of truth. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. Come back. We're going to turn to the political headlines. Important stuff like Trump running away from the GOP field. And will he come to Milwaukee?
No, he won't.
If Trump comes, will you get arrested again? Streak the quad. Everybody's doing it. Come back. More Devils. 844-967-2789. Call us. Everybody's doing it.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.